How are you, Greg?
Good, Tony. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm getting fired up for you two. I'm taking my wife out there. It's her favorite band, so she's pretty hyped for that.
It's gonna be quite a show. It's not too often that you see four cranes sitting in the middle of Spartan Stadium, erecting a stage the size that they have. So it'll be. I think it'll be worth everybody's money, and it's going to be great for the community. So.
You know what's interesting, too, is this has been sold out forever, but there's still a big PR push ongoing.
Yeah, and actually, Tony, there's a few tickets left. Last year, when they had to make the change, Bono got injured, they delayed it for a year. Ticket sales were really cranking, and then there were a number of people who decided, I can't wait a year, or conflicted or something. So some tickets came back online. So if there are folks out there that, still want to go to the concert, there are tickets available, and that information, I think, was on the front page of the Journal this morning.
Yep, the ticket prices range from $38.85 to $273.45. What's the difference between this concert and the Stones when they performed at Michigan State Spartan Stadium?
It's just the size of it. I mean, at the time, the Stones concert was as big as anything that had been done. This is times two, just from infrastructure, size of the stage. Just for example, the top of the stage is 100, and the actual top of the structure is 100 feet. There's a spire that goes on top that goes up to 155 or 160 feet, whereas if you remember, I don't know if you're at the Stones concert, they had a dragon, and the top of the dragon was 96 feet, and that was pretty impressive. So, just the whole size and the scope of what they're doing, it's just totally ramped up from when the Stones were here.
Now, what's it going to do to the turf? I know that you're planning to replace it after the concert.
Well, for all intent and purposes, the turf will be, the grass will be dead when they come out, when they pull it out. They put a an aluminum panel system over the entire field, so no water, no air gets through to the field. So in essence, we'll have dead grass when we pull that up next Monday or Tuesday. So we are going to we'll replace the field, and that'll start sometime next week. We've got to put the stadium back in order. We had to take some wall panels out to make room for their stage. So, we'll do all those things first, and then Amy Foudy, our turf manager, will get started on renovating the turf and bringing in the new sod.
Now, is it true it will cost $250,000 to replace that, and you two agreed to foot that bill?
That's correct.
And it will take a year or two for the grass to really get set and be sturdy. As you know, as well as anyone, Michigan State's turf is thought to be, that field is thought to be one of the best in America.
Yeah, that's the sad thing, because last year it probably played as well as at any time that we had it. But it'll take, I said in another interview a couple days ago, that year one will have a good field, year two will have a very good field, and year three will have a great field. So it'll take 3 years, but that being said, a good field at Michigan State is as good or better than 90% of the other fields in the country. So Coach D'Antonio is real comfortable with what we're doing, and he's the important guy. He needs to be comfortable with that he's going to have a good field to play on, and we'll give him that. So I don't think the average Spartan fan sitting in the stands or watching on television is going to notice any difference in the quality of the turf, although we will.
And that turf is replaced, all that will be done by the time for the first home game?
Oh, yeah. In fact, about two weeks from next Wednesday, 3 weeks from today, we'll have a new field. So, we have to get it in as soon as possible to give it the best opportunity to survive the rest of the summer, and then, prepare it for growth in the fall. So, yeah, it'll be finished, and we'll have a good month, 5 weeks before there's any play on it.
Will parking be similar to what we find at home games?
Yes.
All right, Dan. Yes. What are you going to do? Will there be alcohol sales at the stadium for this concert?
No, there will not.
Was there a thought of changing that for this venue since it?
The promoter brought it forward, but the institution said no.
Okay, and will it be allowed in the stadium?
No.
Okay.
No.
And what's new on the horizon? So many of the facilities have been refurbished or brand new. What's next?
Well, we start next week with replacement of the video board system in Breslin. Replacing the center hung scoreboard, new video screens, and then we'll have an LED ring that'll go around the entire facing of the upper deck throughout the circumference of the building. So we're pretty excited about that. That'll bring another dimension, if you will, Tony, to Spartan basketball, men's and women's basketball, and for any other event in Breslin, for that matter. And the video boards will be bigger, clearer, and the LED ring will really allow us the opportunity to crank up the energy in the building. So we're really excited about that. That's the big one on the plate right now. We're looking at doing a similar thing in the stadium, hopefully for the 2012 season. We're in planning on that right now. And then we have some bigger projects, long term that we're working through with the athletic director, and Mark he's got some priorities that he wants to see fulfilled, so we're kind of putting the plan together and going to raise money for some other projects to keep going. I mean, you have to, I don't want to call it an arms race, because everybody builds things. I don't think we need to build things to keep up with other folks. We need to build things to make sure that we're as good as we can be. That's kind of what we've done. We just got done evaluating our facility situation, every facility, and getting ready to, I presented a new plan to Mark, and he's noodling through that. We're getting ready to prioritize our projects, and we'll move forward with that.
Greg, can you talk about any of those projects?
Well, big term or long term, we've got issues in Spartan Stadium that we still need to address. Restrooms, concourses, concession areas, gate areas that we need to pull out from the stadium to give us more concourse space. The locker rooms at the stadium are really in bad shape, need to be replaced. We need to build a media center over there for our post-game media sessions. Munn Arena, we're going to do some work in Munn Arena. We need to replace the ice system in there here in the next 2 years. We want to look at the office space over there and see if there's anything that can be done there. And then look at what we're going to do with Jennison Fieldhouse long-term. And we've got some sports that operate out of here, and we've got to figure out, what we're going to do with this building and how we're going to manage that.
All right, Greg, before I let you go, will you be involved in the process of getting that aircraft carrier set up for the Michigan State-North Carolina game on 11-11-11?
No. Mark, that's Mark's baby, and he's working with a gentleman through the Pentagon, and they're coordinating the whole thing. I'll probably be, as much as I would like to be there, for the game, Tony, I'll probably be in Iowa City with the football team. We play the Hawkeyes that weekend. So, but Mark's handling that. That's his baby. It's his dream. That's going to be really cool. From what the details he shared with me, that's going to be really special. I'm just really excited that my son, who this will be his last year on the basketball team. He'll be graduating next spring, that he'll get to experience that. That's not even a once-in-a-lifetime experience. That's just a once-in-a-forever experience. So that's pretty cool.
All right, Greg, I need a ticket to that thing. Can you help me out?
You need to talk to Hollis.
All right, Greg Iani is the Deputy Athletics Director for MSU. He handles all the infrastructure stuff as well as other jobs. Thanks so much, Greg.
Okay, Tony, enjoy the concert Sunday.